How'd you break the first screen?
I had my phone like on my chest, and I had my laptop on my lap, and I scooted forward, and my phone fell down on the laptop screen.
A place for humans.
I love that he spent $300 on one and a $25 one.
That's awesome. The $300 one, I mean, it was cool and it looked beautiful, but
right.
This one just sounds so much better. I don't know why.
Where'd you get that one from?
Etsy. I actually just bought a new one today from Etsy from the same guy, but I bought like the little bit more expensive one, but still, it was still cheap. The other, it was like $70 and he hand makes them.
That's awesome.
And he's like a great flute player too.
I love like about flutes is like
Sakani.
Each one just sounds different. It's just built a little different. Sounds so much different, you know. That's sick.
I got real into it. I don't even really know what inspired me to get into it. I actually don't know. I remember I went to the psychedelic conference and there was a guy there that had a flute, but I brought my flute there because I remember me and him bonded over it. But I was just sort of dabbling with the flute when I first met the guy.
Yeah.
He had like a cool like $300 flute where it's got like two things in it. So you're playing two flutes at once. So it's got two tones playing at the same time. It was really pretty.
Harmonizing?
Yeah, they're harmonizing each other.
Damn.
It's got like a bass and you can play like a rhythm kind of with like a higher. Yeah, that was what my $300 one was like, but it just didn't sound right for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this one sounds so rich.
Dude, that sounds literally, it sounds super good. It sounds like it does in the recording of it playing.
Yeah, it's only $25. I can't believe it. Like, imagine making this and selling it for $25.
Dude, that means if that took him 2 hours to make, he made like $12.
There's no way it took him 2 hours to make either.
Yeah, there's no way. Unless he's just
pumping. I mean, maybe. I don't know how they make them, so I don't know for sure.
He's like, I made that in 5 minutes flat. Damn, dude.
Still, even if he did, it'd still be worth it.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, I just mean for like his income.
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy.
Shout out to this guy.
Yeah, do you know who it is?
Sakani. Sikanni. And they're on Etsy. Yeah, Sikanni.
Code word to go 15% off. Start selling a bunch.
But yeah, I would
play it at the ceremony.
I would bust it out during the peyote ceremonies. Well, my friend Ariel, he plays the flute and he has a bunch of them. And he always tries to encourage everybody to play music at some point during the ceremony. He's like the shaman's. He helps the shaman. So if the shaman says like, hey, I need some water, he goes and get water. Or if someone needs help walking to the bathroom, he helps the people walk to the bathroom or whatever. So he's like the shaman assistant.
That's awesome.
And the music man and the fire man. He like keeps the fire going and plays the music. So, I mean, like it's a really important job. And at one point in the middle, like when the music gets going, he starts passing instruments out to everybody.
Really?
Yeah, and it's, I mean,
for you.
Anyone that, if you know, if they want to.
Yeah,
and usually like a little, like, you know, little symbols with your, like, little hand symbols or you've ever seen those frogs, those wooden frogs with the thing?
Yep.
He passes like those out.
That's awesome.
Like those little instruments, and it's cool. Yeah, and he busts out the flute and I just watched him play and I was like, I feel like I could probably do that. And then just like one ceremony, he was like, yeah, you can try. And I just, because you don't want to play a flute during ceremony and fuck everything up, you know?
Yeah, everyone's like, I'm having a really bad trip all of a sudden. Guiding people into walls.
But I did mess up before for sure. But sometimes when you're in ceremony, the flute is just, it hits the right spot.
Yeah, bro. Anything like that. I have like one of my worst trips recently was because I put a playlist on YouTube and the playlist ended and it went on to its own music and it went to like like not heavy rock but some shit I don't even really listen to.
Like, and what kind?
I honestly don't remember. I'd have to ask the, so what happened was I was with two other people that weren't friends. I haven't done mushrooms in a while. We all took 5 grams. And I was like, oh, like, that's a bold move, you know, just to do.
Yeah.
And so everyone was down. And I was like, all right, I'm gonna, right away, I start like going off in my own world. One person starts like getting like depressed and like nobody really knows what's going on.
Is anyone like, I know that you're with?
Yeah. So it was Jeremy and Dalton.
You okay. Know,
Jeremy Sparks, Dalton.
Uh-huh.
So they're like, you know, they don't really even know each other. They're not like close friends. And,
you
know what I mean? So it's like I'm the only one like connected through them. And then so this music's going, everything's okay. It's not bad yet, but 5 grams is rough no matter what music's playing. And I start like out of nowhere, I just started like, I was like, oh yeah, well fuck the aliens. I don't remember why I was saying that, but I like started repeating fuck these aliens. And like and then Jeremy like yelled at me. He's like, Dave, shut the fuck up. But he's like saying that, he's like, the cops are gonna get called or something. You're like screaming, fuck aliens. And
so you're like, screaming.
Yeah, I was like, fuck these aliens, like we get loud, dude. And I'm wearing my apartment back in the day. So I fucking open the door, go outside, lay in the grass, and like I don't remember any more of this. Like, this is where my brain is like, we're fucking, I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I go back in and like I'm laying on the bed, and dude, for some reason I just felt like every animal ever was like, I was getting cut open, I was bleeding with all the cow, like all the cow blood was coming out of me. And out of nowhere, they call it, like, eventually they call their girlfriends. Like, they're like, I can't handle this. Like, Dave's in there fucking thinking he's a dying cow. Like, I'm in here throwing up, you know, it was just rough. But when they get there, she instantly turns the music off, and I was like, oh, and I just felt so much better. And she was like, why are you guys listening to that? Where, and she was like, you know, the next day she told us it was like this fucking death metal music was just like dum 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 in the background.
You didn't even know, you guys didn't even pay attention to it was going.
I didn't even hear music at that point.
Right.
But right when she turned it off, all this madness stopped. Yeah. So like I totally get some flute ceremony, some drums going, you know.
Yep. Yeah. Especially around a fire. A flute around a fire is always the best.
It sounds so cliche, but it's like it's cliche because it's real, you know.
Yeah, because it's like a spiritual sound.
Exactly.
It just sounds like some guy's just like, I don't know, just on a mountaintop, just looking at a sunset, just like playing in the distance.
Yeah. And when you mess up, they probably didn't even notice.
Yeah, you should buy one. They're cool. Dude, it's a cool.
To buy one from your man.
Yeah, you should buy one from him.
I will.
And it's so easy to play. Do you remember playing the recorder?
Yeah.
It's the exact same.
The recorder.
Is it? Yeah, it's the exact same. And I remember I was like always good at my recorder a little bit, not good at it, but like I remember like I actually kind of took it serious when I was in music class.
Yeah.
I was always like, you know, playing it.
Trying to actually get
that. And I can still, I feel like that's where it comes from. I can still play because of that.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, we're a lot alike in that sense. Like if I have like a little toy of something, I try like making it sound sweet. Like I'll practice on it.
Yeah. Like that one toy that you have, I think.
Oh, my kendama.
Yeah, what's it called? A kendama?
Yeah, like, dude, like, nobody else. A bunch of people have gotten those because of me, and they, like, play with it for a week and stop. I'm over here sweating sometimes.
You're on, like, 3 years, I feel like.
Probably about a year and a half, maybe. Yeah. But, dude.
Still, I feel like you're a pro now, though. Have you noticed that you've gotten better at it?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I can do when you know you're getting better, it's like when you can do stuff you never thought. Like, oh, that's impossible to do. And now I'm like, I did that 3 times in a row. You know, but what's his name? Can't think right now. Who's fucking
Adam 22?
Yeah, Adam 22. That's how Gabby found out about it.
That's how I found out about it too.
It's so funny. So like in the
does he own that company?
He owns his kendama company. But
that he don't own like the toy itself, no, but he owns no, like
it's,
a.
It's like it's mainly from Japan, but it started in Italy. Weird. Went from Italy to mastered in
what happened to yo-yos?
I think they're still out there.
Yeah, they are still out there. I think I just saw a guy on Instagram that was still
pogoing.
Really? Yeah, he was like pogo champion. I was like, how many people are you going up against?
He's like, well, there's 15 of us. I'm still number one. Oh, no. And do you remember those dudes would like come to like your elementary school for like a
season? Yeah. Yeah, they were cool though.
Yeah, they were like insanely good.
Yeah, well, what are those guys doing now?
I hope it's still that. That'd be awesome.
That would be cool if there's just like a secret world where like they're just making money doing that still.
They're like, shh, don't tell no one.
They're just like super famous in that world.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, go to the airport, they got like pogo guys waiting to like just meet them.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah.
That'd be a funny movie.
Yeah. Like hilarious. The
pogo championship movie.
Oh my god. Like that dodgeball movie back in the day. Remember that?
Oh god. That's where he throws the wrench.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like Blades of Glory.
Yeah. Dude, those movies were good.
Yeah, those movies are great. I feel like they don't really make good movies that much anymore. They're just sort of remakes. They're bad remakes of old movies.
Yep.
Like Ghostbusters, but it's all girls this time. Right. Or it's like Shrek 13.
I know. Didn't need it. You guys could have made something new by now.
Yeah, Forrest Gump. I wonder if they do a new Forrest Gump.
Oh my god, but Jenny's the one like running and just switches everything.
So funny.
No, they probably will, man. They probably
but Interstellar will. Was a good one.
Interstellar was, dude, that's gotta
be one of the best. That's my favorite movie too. I feel like that has to be one of the best movies ever made. How do you even make that movie?
Dude,
like I watch it and I'm just like, how did he make this?
I know, like the cinematic feature.
Like how do you film this?
Yeah, the filming, like I could see like you
all of it. Like remember when he's falling through like that crazy dimension at the end where he lets himself go.
Oh yes, bro. When he's like behind time.
Oh my god.
What?
Dude, that movie.
You're just watching a space movie.
Oh man, it's so good.
So it's funny. Gabby put that movie on, and I fell asleep because she watches every space movie.
Yeah.
You know me in space. Like, we don't like get along. So.
But that one's so cool. That one like explains
that one.
It explains time travel pretty cool because you know they say if you go to a different planet, like if you have a twin brother and you're born on different planets. You age differently because the time is different on the different planets.
When they lose like 30 years or whatever. Or
well, it depends, eight, I guess, where you're years. At.
Well, no, remember in the movie, they like go somewhere and they're like, we just lost 8 years.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Fast enough. Fuck, they're like every hour is 8 years.
Grandma's gone, dude.
And remember, they leave that guy, like there was the one black guy in space with him.
Yep.
And they left him and they were only gone for a few hours and they come back and he's an old man. And he's like, you fuckers left me alone. For like years in space by myself, but they're still young. They're like, it's only been 2 hours.
dude, how did that just?
And that's real. That would really work like that in space too. I think that's what relativity is, right? That's what Einstein came up with.
But what's weird is like to me, it's like time is just like this blanket of everything. But that's being, you know, that's just my world. Time's a blanket in this world. But like, you know. How does it change if you're on this planet and I'm on this planet? One second still a second.
Yeah, because it's I don't know. Let me think about it.
We're fucking just high right away.
I think it has to do with the gravity.
The gravity of space.
I think so.
Like, so then like maybe once I don't know though, because like he aged different and they didn't. If it for it to work like that. Because like you'd have to literally be in this place for a small amount of time, and I'm here a long time.
It's because they're traveling at the speed of light.
So they're moving really fast.
So they're moving at the speed of time, I think.
That's so crazy to me. Because it's like if I move faster, do I stay younger? I need to start running.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it has to do with gravity, I think, because gravity keeps you within like the certain amount of gravity that you're being pulled towards determines. Like we're this close to the sun and the denseness of this gravity is 24 hours to rotate or whatever. Right. So I think if you're further away, it's different.
Yeah.
And I guess I don't know how the fucking works.
I guess.
Someone can explain it. Someone in the comments can explain it. Yeah, no one can.
Even like, I think Neil deGrasse Tyson's like, let me tell you why. Like, I hate Neil deGrasse Tyson. I'm so sorry. I just don't like him, dude.
I loved him until... like the later episodes when he was doing with Joe Rogan and he would just interrupt him all the time. And
that was like the beginning of the true end for me. I was already like, man, this dude is like, right when Joe Rogan was like, I love Joe Rogan and Death Bone. He was like, science needs a cool guy like you. I'm like, this guy's not cool, man.
He is. Who do you think the cool science guy would be? Yeah, he is. I don't
think there is one.
Yeah. Bill Nye.
Yeah, Bill Nye's like,
he's pretty cool.
When we were kids, yeah, for sure. I was like, damn, yeah, this dude, he made me interested in stuff.
He was making like goo and shit coming out of like.
Exactly. He was fun.
Yeah. You remember COSI, the science center? In Toledo?
That place was sweet.
And it had like the bicycle that you could ride across on the ceiling.
That was like the grand finale of that trip.
Everybody got the But I remember that's like where you would see Bill Nye on, like, he would be like on like the preview of like a thing before you entered it. Like, hello, kids.
Yep. Doing some shit.
Hell yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
He's not even a scientist, though.
Yeah. He's an engineer.
Yeah. That's so crazy. My man, though. Like, yeah. I guess at least Neil deGrasse Tyson is a scientist, right?
It's a physicist, I think. He's a proper scientist.
Yeah, that's, he's got that part down. but that episode where he interrupted him all the time.
Oh, wow. My God.
I can't believe you ever had him back on. That was brutal.
That was so brutal. And it was just so like, he took everything with such a positive, confident stance. Like, no. And he's like, come on, you have to like.
Like if when you just said all that shit about space, obviously that's where he's at. But if I was just like, no, it would be like this.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why.
Yeah.
He's like, bro, are we not thinking and like in
having? You want to know? So I had a crazy thought once, because you know how they say some of the stars we see are actually burnt out because the light hasn't reached us yet. Have you ever heard that before?
It's already blown up. Yeah.
Yeah, like it's gone a million years ago. It just hasn't reached us yet. So I thought maybe like that means that some of these UFOs that are traveling to Earth, if they're traveling light speed, that means they could be like thousands of years from the past. And they're traveling to us in the, or I don't know if they would be from the future, or if, I guess they'd be from the past.
Yeah. I mean, oh, right.
So like if they have some technology, they could be from like 20,000 years ago, but they're just traveling so quick
and so
that like, in normal time, it's 20,000 years later.
Like, but everyone at their planet has died.
They're way, yeah, they're thousands of years gone now.
Gone, yeah.
That's like the sacrifice of traveling through space, I guess.
Exactly. I mean, that's the sacrifice of anything like that, you know, because like if we always think about traveling through space, like shooting through. But like, what if it's just a portal where you're just like, whoop, you know,
it has to be.
Yeah. There's
because the only way that we could travel through it would it be like if we built an Earth, if we built an ecosystem that we generation after generation could just survive there.
Exactly.
Yeah. Otherwise, I don't even know if biological life can travel through space. That might be why we're turning ourselves into robots, is to like,
dude,
so we make it.
You said something forever ago, and I mean, we were probably just getting into psychedelics that stuck with me forever. And I told Gabby about this like last week. You're like, all right, so here's the water, right? Like the fish can't come into the air. They can't breathe and exist out here. And like, that's space for us. And like, I never even thought about like water, air, then space is just that again for us.
Yeah, exactly.
It just repeats again. And then
I thought about this once really deeply. And if you think about the steps of evolution, you start off as like a microorganism. We all started off in water, then we evolved to land. And then the next step is to evolve into space. So it's like we keep evolving into these oceans of like whatever. You know, and then whatever is outside space will be the next level. It'll probably be like complete transcendence or something. But you can think of planets as being like islands. So you have to take a ship and you're going from island to island, and there's just these, you know.
It's like the Eastern Islands, like in the middle, and then all the stuff, there's stuff's over here, you know, like you're on your little planet and, you know, more planets. Like there's planets that are so big compared to us that it would be like you're saying, from like Alaska to all of America, and you just got to be, that's crazy.
Do you think that there's a type of Star Wars situation that's actually happening somewhere, like where there's different species that are hanging out together and maybe like all meeting up somewhere on a planet and they're just like drinking in a bar or something?
Yeah, like all openly being the alien they are, like, oh,
that's, yeah, they're just
Mugmar.
Yeah, but they got like maybe technology where they can understand each other or something.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing. They're drinking in a bar.
Chilling.
Yeah. There's just like alien strippers and
smoking no like cigars and alien weed.
It's all about partying. yeah, that'd be awesome. Dude, well, if the universe is anything like we're thinking, then yeah, it has
happened. It has to be, right?
Over forever.
Like, that means everything has to be happening somewhere.
Always.
How boring that we fucking got born in this dead part of the universe where there's just nothing around us.
Yeah.
At least or, that we can see. Or we noticed.
To the fucking flat earthers or people like that thinking like this is the center of the universe. And there's.
So what does that mean if we're the center of the universe?
I don't know. That sounds terrifying.
What position does that put us in? That makes us.
Makes us like in a cage or something, I feel like.
Well, I don't know if it makes us in a cage, but it just like makes us.
Just this.
If the earth is the center of the universe and
there's nothing else. So
there's
no
nothing
planet.
Else. There's no planets. That's what they think. There's no other planet.
No, they so that like every, you know how some stars move. Those are called wandering stars and every other star is stationary. So that's why like they say that I have no fucking idea, mind you, but they put like the camera there and like the stars will do like that perfect swirl forever.
Yeah.
Whatever. And so basically it's
that's because like, the earth is spinning, right?
Yeah. But they're saying spinning this way, like flat, like on a disc.
Right.
So it's all, the Earth isn't, I'm sorry, the Earth isn't spinning. The stars are spinning. Yeah, you're right. The Earth is flat, stationary, doesn't move at all. My bad.
Okay.
But then under is like the underworld. And I think it's something with an S, Shira or something. And in like, so Mayans and everybody thought this, that above us is the firmament. And then in the Bible, it says there's the doorway to heaven. And then there's a window. There might be two windows where there's one, but the firmament is where that story in the Bible comes from, where they try building the tower up. Because I thought about this, dude, and this is just so random. People will probably think I'm fucking crazy for this, but you know how they used to say like all the continents were together, right?
Yeah, Pangaea.
Pangaea, right. So like everybody was connected. So like I think that's when in the Bible, if any of this ever happened, that's when they tried building the tower up to God, which they think there's like, whatever they were going to do. And then that's when the earth split. Now I'm saying like I fully believe in the Bible at this, but it's just a cool thing to put together. Like then that's when the earth split and separated everyone. Mind you, I don't believe that at all, but.
Didn't they say something in that story where it's like everyone spoke the same language, but because people wanted to be like gods.
Yeah, that, they're trying to build a tower to God. Yeah.
And the God was like, nope. You guys can't talk to each other anymore. So you guys are going to go over here and you guys go over here and you're not going to be able to you're going to have to figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably going to.
And that's where this lack of self of spiritual understanding comes from because we're split. We're not full because we're not able to fully,
right.
To, you know, express the human spirit because we're all split up culturally and linguistically.
It's like if the spirit is so weak that just like lines, you know, in the sand can split us up, it's not good, you know. Yeah, even if water can do
well, that. If God did it, then
I know,
you know, yeah. We're up against like the mega boss.
I know, God's an asshole, dude.
He seems to be an asshole. The God of the Bible is, do you know the story of Job?
A little bit, but
the story of Job is like this farmer and he's such a great guy, super devoted, like he's like such a good. I guess devotee of God, and he's just living a simple life. And the devil goes to God and he's like, you know, I think I could tempt him and get him to break that. And God was like, I don't think so. Like I could put him through anything and he would never lose faith. And the devil was like, I don't know. I think I could do it. And they like shake hands on this deal, the devil and God.
God's like, bet.
Yeah, God's like, bet. And they fucking just put him through hell. They give him like boils and blisters. I think they kill his family. Yeah. And it's just like this horrible. It's like, God, what are we to you?
Yeah,
like, this is what you and the devil are doing in your spare time. You guys are just like, okay, rolling dice with just like normal, like beautiful saintly farmers.
Yeah, like, dude, you could have picked anybody. You picked Job.
Yeah, you picked Job. Come on.
Does Job break?
I forget. I don't think he breaks.
I think he stays true.
I think he stays true. But I think there are moments where he's just like, why? It just keep happening.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like that's the whole part of it. He's always questioning, like, why, God? Why?
Yeah. But he never loses faith. And then God does. I mean, the whole story of even having to sacrifice your own son to forgive your own creatures that you made. It's just like such a twisted, sick story.
Yeah, it makes no sense, but until I'm fucking tripping balls on mushrooms, and
yes,
its way back
because actually, it's the only way for us to connect. If if the story is true, if Jesus is the only Son of God and that story all played out and it really is real, right, you have to think about what would it take for human beings to actually wake up? I mean, like some dickhead saying like, I'm God, you know, whatever. But what Jesus did, like the whole symbolism of Jesus absolutely just completely sacrificing himself in this kind of way is like, well, and if he walked on water and did all this stuff, it'd be crazy if that was real.
Man, a few magic tricks. Like, there's some perfectly placed stones right here. If I fucking book it. Like, that's where it gets wonky. That's where I feel like man comes in, right? They're like,
dude, well, I think it's probably symbolic. It's probably like really, it probably means something.
I mean, that's even if the translation that the Bible is even fucking.
I've seen the real Dead Sea Scrolls.
Have you?
Yeah, there. It's in a place called the Temple.
Oh,
the House of the Scroll. Yeah, the House of the Scroll. It's in the Museum of Jerusalem.
Damn, what's it look like?
Just some like crazy ancient scroll. It's in like a circle and it's wrapped around. And it's, you know what they say? That's the thing that John Marco Allegro translated and said it was a mushroom cult.
Yeah, he's the only one that's banned. There was like 11 of them that broke
The Vatican bought his book and they bought the rights to his book and then cut it off from being published.
Jeez. Yeah, like, so can we not read that book?
No, you can find it still. I have a copy of it.
Oh yeah.
And then he ended up writing a second book because of that. And he ruined his career, basically. Everyone was like, no way. I read the book. It's pretty academic. So it's like some parts are like you have to really give it the time. You can't just like scroll through it.
Yeah, we're not smart enough. Like, I'm not, I'm saying.
Yeah, you just have to read it. You just have to really, really pay attention. Because it's like talking about ancient names and stuff. So it's like, oh God, you know, trying to pronounce a name. But anyways, like,
yeah it's, oh God.
It's incredible. Like,
I'm trying to remember them all.
He really, this guy, it really is. It's not like he had an agenda. It's not like he was trying to find it. He's just simply a guy that can read this ancient language. And he was tracing the words back to the etymology. So he's saying like, okay, if you take this root word here and trace it back, it means mushroom. And he's like, it's not like he was like trying to promote it. It's just,
I'm not pumped about this. I'm just telling you what I found.
This is just what it says.
I have an agenda.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And in reality, everyone else did.
And in reality, everyone else did.
I'm going to keep my job. Fucking, what's his name?
John Marco Allegro.
John's getting fired. Like, you know.
And there's an interview of like him and they're like, have you ever tried mushrooms? And he's like, God, no.
Oh, really?
He's an old English guy. You know.
I wish he would one time before he goes after all that. He's like, he becomes like a new Jesus out of nowhere.
Well, it's interesting. You know, you don't find any, there's another book called The Psychedelic Gospels, which breaks down all the different psychedelic art that you find in cathedrals. I don't know if you've ever seen any of those pictures, but there's some insane, very, very, very obvious mushroom
behind it. What they're like holding upside down and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like so obvious. Like anyone that's listening, you can just simply Google Jesus and mushroom and you'll find so many insane old
mushroom art, anything.
Yeah. And that guy actually agreed to come on my podcast, the guy that wrote that book. I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but I never booked a date with him. We should do it. I'll reach out to him and we'll talk to him. But yeah, so you don't really see too much mushroom art in the Middle East at all, actually. I don't think there's any.
Really?
It's only in Europe. And it only comes up in Europe around the 15, 1600s. That's when Spain was colonizing the Americas. So I was wondering, maybe when they were, the priests and missionaries were over in Mexico, they obviously they're going to come in contact with the shamans and stuff.
Right, right.
I think maybe the shamans were like, try this.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, holy shit. They took it back to Europe. It spread through the priest circles. You know, not like known to the outside world.
Yeah, the inner core.
The inner circle, the inner council, and it was hidden in the art.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. If me and you only knew about mushrooms and no one else did, I'd be like, Like, we have magic and no one else knows.
We would get burned.
Yeah. You know, especially like that. But like, imagine them, like, if they're high in order, they're like, we have like an ability over people that people don't have. It almost like, you know, they're using knowledge as like a weapon and keeping it secret. But then what does that go back to, like the cave drawings that have mushrooms everywhere? It's like mushrooms have always been here.
They've always been here.
And they're all over. But it is crazy, like when you listen to like people, like when people used to go hunt mushrooms, they'll put them in mushroom bags and shake them everywhere. And like a bunch of these mushrooms weren't in other parts of America like they are now. It's worse than, I mean, not worse than ever. It's as best as it's ever been. The mushroom is, as, you know, strains are everywhere now on the ground. But that's from hippies, like taking the bags and shaking it wherever they go.
Really? From the spores just falling everywhere?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's crazy, dude.
Can you grow them outside yourself?
Oh, easy. So like, say if you're growing mushrooms and like, say you get a contamination or something, you're like, or like, say you're done with it.
Uh-huh.
If you go bury it in your backyard, you'll have mushrooms grow for forever, probably.
Really?
You know, not a lot, but yeah, like, you know, a little patch here and then it'll just spread. And then,
It would be cool to grow some amanitas or either even like some other ones, like the turkey tails, whatever they're called.
Yeah. Those have to be hard to grow because people hunt for those, right?
Like, yeah.
And they're like, when they find it, they like are so pumped. So it has to be. Yeah, lion's mane, anything like that would be sweet to grow.
Yeah, it's crazy. This is crazy. Like, we're just now figuring out the intelligence of the mushroom and how it can be, like, how it just helps everything. Like, there's a mushroom for everything.
Yeah, for everything.
It's insane.
It is. They're not a plant. Like, they're just their own little creature.
What about this David Icke podcast?
Dude, yeah, that's insane that could, well, do you have a date or anything for
that? Yeah, the 8th. It's already scheduled.
Okay.
He sent me a time and everything. So I'm so stoked. Like, I never, like, I David Icke was like one of those people when I was a little kid and into conspiracies. I was like, oh, I'd love to just get to pick this guy's brain and just, you know.
Yeah, like, I thought he was like a celebrity when I was
young. Yeah.
I didn't know, like, you know. But so, I remember, like, early on, people, like, hated him, too, though.
There's people that are going to hate him, for sure. There will probably be people mad that I have him on.
Really? Well, I mean, he's the guy, like, he came out and said reptilians were real. So
yeah, he said reptilians
are real. And it's funny, because that back then, that's, like, where they, I mean, even now today, you say reptilians are real, people draw the line. But, like, when you were talking about, like, is there plants with, like, you know, like, a bunch of aliens sitting around, like, dude, it would not blow my mind at all if, like, I found out people were aliens too.
My reptilian theory is, imagine a planet just like Earth, an Earth-like planet, and it has evolution worked the same way, and there were dinosaurs or reptilian-like creatures there, and the asteroid didn't hit. They just kept evolving, and they got smarter, and their environment adapted, and they, you know, they became what humans became. And they became technological creatures, but they're a reptilian and they came to Earth. And that's, I mean, the thing is I don't know why they would be running Earth. Like, why wouldn't they just be like, yes, we are lizards. And then we would just be like, okay, this is your planet.
Absolutely. I'm a lizard god. But what if it's this Earth? What if all that still happens? And like, so you have the monkey and you have the lizard evolution, whatever, we keep moving. And they somehow go into, like, not hollow earth theory, but that's where reptilians live. And like, the theory they live in hollow earth.
One theory.
They come up.
Yeah. Cause there's another theory that came from Nibiru.
True. Well, yeah. Aren't those like the ancients though? Cause that's his.
That's Anunnaki.
Okay. So then the reptilians came from that planet as well.
Well, I think in his original idea, the David Icke idea was that there was a planet X that had this highly elliptical orbit or whatever that even, I guess, some scientists,
our sun.
It is real, I think, right? Or there is some kind of mass or something.
It's the 11th or 10th planet. Yeah, people talk about, you know, it's where 10 planets
are. There are genuine scientists looking for it or have found it or something. There are signs of it.
There's something that they don't know that's out there.
Yeah.
How they know that, we don't know. You know?
Well, because they can see it. So what the way they do is they have a map of the sky and they see the stars there. And they can tell when an object blocks the stars. And they can tell when it comes in patterns.
Okay.
So that's how they tell. So, and they found some weird object recently too that was had an irregular pattern. Like it was just, you know, like
picking its own way,
picking its own and come in and go in. But so anyways, these reptilians came from this planet and they came here because they were destroying their atmosphere and they needed gold apparently to strengthen their atmosphere, and Earth had an abundance of gold.
Yeah.
So they came here and they were like, okay, they looked around. They saw that there were intelligent ape-like creatures here. They genetically modified us to become slave race and mine for them. And then they left. They got their gold and they left. And then that's why we still have this inclination in us to, you know, just like be this. I mean, there's like a natural where we just work and we're basically slaves to this like kind of system we're in. And we just do it like ants. We don't even think about it.
Yeah. We love gold. Like naturally, you look at gold.
And we love gold naturally too. Yeah.
So then like they started finding out like it, you know, to, if you like take rubber and like run electricity through it, it's okay, you won't get electrocuted, but yeah, the best is gold, like without a doubt. Gold's like, you know, that's what runs at the best. That's why they say that a lot of stuff in space is wired with gold. Like if you stole something from a, you know, a satellite, you'd be balling.
I just met a kid a couple days ago. His grandpa worked for SETI. Do you know SETI? Search for extraterrestrial intelligence. It's where they shoot it's like, I think Carl Sagan started it. Do you know who Carl Sagan is?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I think he started this. So it's like it's a real program. And I think they shoot radio waves out, or they're trying to pick up radio waves or something. I don't know exactly what they do, but they're trying to
send a signal,
see if there's any technological signals in space that we can tune into. Right. And they found one time.
No way. And
they never found it again.
How'd they connect with us? Turn that shit off.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck.
They saw her. Yeah, they saw her camera over there.
Like a CIA UFO, like, truck of aliens.
Yeah. No, that's crazy, though, man. I mean, there's so much going on like that in this world. Like, when you just look up, man, the fact that, like, we're numb to looking up, like, blows my mind. Like, you know, I was just smoking weed the other day looking outside, and I was like, and this is the trippiest thing ever. Like, mushrooms are crazy. It's all crazy.
So what do you think then? Do you think it is space, or do you think you just, I mean.
I don't know, to be honest. You know, I really don't.
We're going to know soon. We're going to find out soon. If these space, because space tourism, I mean, they really are working towards it.
I mean, it's like a plane really goes up in the air. So if you go up in a rocket, it's really going to go up. You know, but it's like, what are they doing? Like, if you don't go up high enough to see curvature, then that's not space for me. You know what I mean?
Well,
what if you went so far away you saw the whole planet? I'd be like, word, this was the worth every penny. Oh,
fuck. That feeling, man. What would that be?
I don't know, dude. What would it be?
Well, they say these astronauts have these crazy spiritual realizations when they're there, because they just, there's no denying the oneness that we all share. And to just look at Earth and just be like, oh my God, man, everything that ever happened has happened there. Everything. All the times you were a kid, you scraped your knee, you snuck out, you fell in love, you got your heart broken. Hitler, Tupac, Genghis Khan,
Jesus Christ,
everything, all of it. Everything. Jesus Christ, the Buddha, everything happened at that little planet. And here we are, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I've heard people talk about astronauts talking about this. I've never actually heard an astronaut say this. But I feel like you would have the craziest experience if you were able to leave Earth and look at it. I mean, it gives me kind of makes me feel weird just thinking about it.
I know. Yeah. It's like imagining what that looks like out of that window. And especially if the windows were dope and not like little plane windows. Like,
but it is weird that they changed the way the Earth looks throughout time like that since like the 70s, how it looks different. And every like decade, it changes different colors and different shapes.
The problem is like when you're dealing with the government, like, it's just so hard to trust. It's like, okay, here's this conspiracy with that. And like, but before I hop to that, I have heard Joe Rogan talking about an astronaut went into space and then he came back down and all he could do is just lay in his yard every day. Like he was like, and just stare up back up at space, you know, and look at the stars. And he said, like, as he came back in, like as he got closer and closer and closer, and then once they landed, like, and then everybody was just so like oblivious and like all the bullshit again and like how humans are. And he's like, you don't know how beautiful it is up there. And like the fact that like we could, like, we could ruin this all, you
we
know?
And we are, I think. I mean, even if we're not ruining it, which I personally think we are. I know some people don't think we are.
What if the planet can't be ruined?
I don't think the planet can be ruined, but we can ruin it for us.
Yes. Okay. I agree.
Yeah. And I think we are.
Like, well, I'll ice age right now.
Yeah, the planet doesn't care. The planet doesn't give a shit at all. Speaking of that, the ice, the end of last ice age is the footprints that they found.
Yeah. So
that's 23,000 years, they think, between 21 and 23,000 years.
You have to find out if we can go there because we'll make that happen. I don't care if you have to drive, fly, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I think maybe we can call that national park and just be like, hey, we are
journalists. There now?
No. No one's going to be there. We'd probably be the only people there.
Joe Rogan posted it.
Nah, it doesn't matter. Okay. You know what's crazy is I went to this place, Karahan Tepe. I was texting you about it earlier. Karahan Tepe. And it was nothing when I was there. And today, Turkey posted a thing on their, like, their Twitter, like the official, you know, like Travel Turkey Twitter. And they're promoting it now as like an official site.
Really?
When I was there, they had no, they just started excavations. It was like nothing at all.
Be an archaeologist, dude. You need to be out there digging.
Right. I know. But now they just finished doing like a huge excavation. They found all kinds of stuff. Crazy looking little human heads, carvings.
That's crazy. How long ago were you there?
2 years ago.
Okay. Damn.
This is, they're going to promote this. Like you're going to be seeing a lot of people talk about it now. Like, I'm sure if Graham Hancock does like another podcast with Joe Rogan or another big podcast, he's going to be talking about this site now.
Like, and it's a big deal.
It's going to be a big deal now. Like, it's going to, they're going to be promoting it as more significant than Göbekli Tepe.
What? So I know enough about Göbekli Tepe, but I like, what is so important about it? Because it's just one of the oldest like sites.
Because we didn't think humans could build shit like that long ago.
Back then. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
That's like, it's like 4,000 years older than we thought.
Okay.
So it's like, what the fuck? Where is this? There's this huge gap. But obviously, I mean, you think 10,000, 12,000 years ago, what are you going to find?
Yeah. So it's like, okay.
But we only found this because it was intentionally buried.
Yeah, I was about to say it was sand, right? They covered it.
They covered it, yeah.
Cover something like that.
It must
like
have took as much time to cover it as it took to build the site.
And why?
Why?
It's like that dude. Like
maybe that someone conquered it and they were like, fuck this place. Cover this shit.
That would be, dude, then what a coincidence. But it sounds
like what a coincidence. Maybe. You know? I don't know. The thing is with these guys, they make so many stories up. They're like, this is where they lived, and this over here is where they walked to the temple. And it's just like, how do you know?
Yeah,
this is 12,000 years ago. You do not know what these people were thinking or what anything.
They just want to paint a picture because people want a picture painted so bad. So, like, yes. All right, I'll tell you where they went.
Yeah, for sure. And it sells the story.
It does. Because then you're like, ooh, like you're seeing the whole.
This is the oldest temple in the world.
Yeah.
But the thing about Göbekli Tepe, why it's a temple, is because there's no tools there. There's nothing around there that suggests people were living. But these other sites like Karahan Tepe, they're finding animal bones.
Right.
They find tools. They find, you know, like stuff to suggest that people were living there.
Gotcha.
But 12,000 years ago, that's even before we had the wheel.
Before we knew we had the wheel.
I mean, come on, man. There's no way these people... Like, I went to the museum there, and there's a giant wheel. And I'm just like, you're going to tell me these people didn't know how to roll this?
Right, yeah.
Like,
I'm sure they did. Here's the thing, if time is fucking forever. If, you know, who knows how, when people say they know how old the planet is, that's what blows my mind. When they say they know how old space is,
because
I get it. It's like, dude, Theo Von said it best. He, like, went to Joe Rogan, when Joe Rogan was like, it's so infinite that there's actually a Dakota and a Davy doing this right now.
With
the exact setup, an infinite amount of times and a different version.
Like, you're saying the stuff I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm in Mexico, you know, whatever. Yeah. Like, it's just that. Yeah.
We're with Crip Mac.
Yeah. Crip Mac's actually, always.
We're here. In the crypts.
Dude, right. Dude. Like, every infinite thing is always going on.
I believe that.
I still think that one's not going on, no matter what. You're not with Rip Mac, no matter how many times you play.
Oh my God, dude. The fact he's selling fake IDs on Instagram is so hilarious.
Yeah, that's mind blowing. It's like, dude, you can go to jail for that.
Yeah, he's going back to jail, I think, right?
Is he? I don't know. I
don't remember.
I kind of got like bombarded with all the stuff and I had to take a step back. Like, Rip Mac's awesome, but dude. He's a character, you know.
He's a character.
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, Theo Von was just like, I don't like that. He's like, I don't think so. And dude, I felt it so hard. Like, that's a part of me, like, that I truly like. It's I don't know what it is, but like somehow I can be like, I'm not a Christian at all. I was just brainwashed when I was a little kid, whatever. But something about it creeps back into me, like when I'm tripping or like when I really think about it, it's like, man, what if this is like all there? Like, you know what I mean? This is it. Like, it's up to us. Like this is more than just a random.
What if God is like, you motherfuckers, I sent my own kid. Like, what else did you need?
Yeah, it's like, you forgot that fast.
I killed him to prove a point, and you still don't get
back
it.
To life. Like,
and geez. Brought him back to life.
And then he disappeared. Like, what do you want from me?
Like, I made him walk on water.
But or just like, if this life is like something serious, like, you know, it's more than that. And this is all it, like, this is our game. Yeah. There's no like space forever. But Theo Von was like, Joe Rogan goes, but that's what the scientists say. He goes, yeah, but I think maybe they just got the building blocks wrong. Like, it's so funny to say, like, what? You know, but like, I feel where he's coming from. Like, it could also, it's like, could be either theory, right? And I'm not saying Jesus or anything like that, but like,
well,
just like science feels
there's no way. Well, the thing is, there are methods in which that they determine these ages. Like, they're not just pulling it out of their ass. Like, the observable universe, I don't know how they know it, but the observable universe of what we can take or what we can observe would have to have taken X amount of years for that to happen.
Yeah.
Based on the Big Bang.
Or,
but they're still really, like, really it's still kind of that. Bullshit. Like, the, come on.
What if that's like, you know what I mean? What if that's like fake math? And it's like,
well, someone would prove it if it was fake. That I feel like science is competitive.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. But I think like, so it's like, if I teach you all the names of these planets and all how like a mate, like it's shaped like this and I make it all up, but then like the educational system goes grading off my made up thing. Like, that would be it then. You know, and I'm not saying with the measurements and stuff, that is where it gets like wonky again. But bro, the fact that like NASA or the Vatican has a telescope and it's called Lucifer. Like, what are you guys doing? And the Vatican's like its own country, evil as fuck, what most people could say at this point. I would think
very, very
like,
evil.
The people running it are straight up, like you look at the throne, it's got like this satanic Jesus on it. And like, then
what is up with all that? What is up with all the spooky symbolism in the Vatican?
And dude, they're like covered in gold.
And what's up? Did we talk about the obelisk in the last podcast that we did? Because I'm getting ready to go back to Egypt and I'm just thinking about why is there obelisk everywhere?
And I think I asked what an obelisk was. I
fucking forget. An obelisk is like that the thing in Washington, D.C., like the pointy thing.
It's not the pyramid looking?
Yeah, like the skinny, tall.
Oh, okay.
That thing. That's an obelisk.
Dick, that thing is
but those come from Egypt, and there's that they stole them from Egypt and placed them around the world. So there's like there are original Egyptian ones scattered around the world. I think the Vatican has one, DC, Istanbul. There's like five more or something,
dude. I mean, and like if you even start looking into like symbolism in America, it's as bad and as like satanic as anything at this point. I could be being trolled on a lot of stuff I'd say. Like, I take everything with a grain of salt and I try, like, nothing I say is factual. But I'm pretty sure someone has mapped out, like, Washington, and, like, you can pretty much make, like, a pentagram, like, in the
Seen that.
Roads.
Yeah, or, like, an owl or something, right?
Yeah, how would they make that fake? We have also people. I don't know. It seems too
coincidental. We look for patterns, too, you know?
True, for sure. But, dude, so there's a bunch of weird stuff like that. You know, like Freemasonry, like their floors are always white and black squares. So there's that big building. I want to say it's in New York, where it has no windows. at all. I'll look up what the building's called. Well, you know when that Wayfair shit was happening?
Like, yeah.
With, people are like, oh, people are buying kids on Wayfair. Yeah. And someone ended up saying, like, on the news something, was saying, like, it wasn't like, oh, this didn't happen, but we're just saying we don't think Wayfair is responsible. It's like, what? Like, if they've been really happy, that, let everyone know.
That was creepy because, like, the thing wasn't weird about that it was so expensive that they were selling, like, a cabinet for $90,000 or whatever. The weird thing was that the images were doctored and that the books and stuff.
Yes, you saw that.
I saw that.
Like, they changed, and it was like a book that would relate to something like
that would be relating to some like pedophilia type of shit or something weird, or
like
satanic type stuff.
The number would be the girl's missing.
Yeah. And it was in different listings, would be the same picture, but with different edits in it. And it was really listed on there.
Yeah, it was. And then they were like, are we being trolled or like what? It's like, no. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Why? How do you explain that?
It just seems like someone was really doing that through that. Like,
no, it really seems like someone was doing it, because that the editing and the fact that those listings were real is weird.
So that's how I found out about that website, where if you put it, like, some guy made a video on that, and it's the website. If you, like, say if you have a picture and I put it on this website, it'll show me what you edited. Like, it'll be blue.
Yeah.
And the whole books were blue.
Yep.
And, well, and then so that building, Wayfair, is right next to that building that has no windows. And people, like, speculate that is actually NSA or whatever spying on everyone. Like, it's like a, you know, a spy building pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, it can withstand a hurricane. And Wayfair is right next to it. And then Wayfair has the fucking Freemason squares on its top, the top of its whole roof. It's just like, because I don't care. Like, if, like, that's not where things become coincidental. It's like, you either bought a Freemason building, made it Wayfair, or something weird with Wayfair. Like, you know what I mean? Because, like, at that high of the game, none of the, like, people put those squares for
Freemason. There is, but there is some, like, the thing is about that symbolism is that it's so all over fake. The place that that's fake. I think it might be real because it's everywhere. Why it's almost too it can't be the coincidence that it's everywhere.
Right, exactly.
Like, there's, well, I remember when I was in Prague, walking around Prague, there's the all-seeing eye. There's stuff everywhere.
Everywhere,
you just see it spread all around the world, and it's like, what are these people? How are these people connected? And why is it still going on?
Yeah.
Like, when it's the modern. Yeah. Like, where is this? What is this obsession? It's just like, it's a secret society that's just been passed down, or.
Dude, they just spent those fucking reptilians.
Yeah, David Icke. What are we going to talk to him about?
Well, dude, this is what I would like to. Because, okay. I mean, obviously, I've been, like, watching some of his old stuff, but it's a lot of stuff I kind of remember, like, him talking about. But I want to, like, ask him, like, how things are today with that. Like, we should aim at, like,
the reptilians,
about new conspiracies. Yeah, does he think reptilians are, you know, are they actually involved in our government?
He might not want to talk about it because he doesn't talk about it anymore.
Well, we could bring up, like, Emerald Byrd, if he knows who that is and shit.
Who? General Byrd, he said?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That, yeah, you can bring that stuff up.
I think, well, and then what if he's just like, what would he want to talk about if he doesn't want to talk about conspiracies, though? I'll ask him what he thinks.
Well, the reptilian thing, because he doesn't talk about reptile. I think that kind of ruined his reputation a little bit. Well, I want to talk to him about that, but I think we just
butter him up.
I don't want to offend him, and, you know.
We could, like, go towards that road, like, aliens, keep saying it, and be like, what about aliens?
Well,
been here forever that have tails.
Yeah. What about aliens that have scales and shape shifts? Yeah.
What would you call those?
Yeah. But, fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, I've been watching his old stuff. That's what I was getting at. So I'm going to watch his newer stuff, see what he's done lately, and then I'll be able to feel it out better on, like, how, you know what I mean?
Well, I watch it too. The stuff he's talking about lately is kind of COVID and the globalist. And, I mean, like, that stuff's cool, but.
We just keep bringing back, you think reptilians started COVID? Like, we won't let it go.
I thought like maybe if he believes in the afterlife, if he's taking psychedelics.
For sure. That, I mean, that's a given. I don't
think the reptilian visions that are very common in psychedelics. Why is that so common?
He's like, God damn it. Oh, dude, that is so fucking funny. But yeah, no, I think we're always going to ask people stuff about psychedelics. There's no way. I always want to know. Anytime I meet anybody that's slightly famous or anything, I always ask them.
Well, he did do ayahuasca before, actually, but I would still like to ask him about it, you know?
Yeah, like why he do it?
Yeah, why did he do it? What was the experience?
He's like, all I saw was reptilians. I mean, for real though, dude.
Well, I think
I've seen reptilians, something like that, tripping.
Well, there is strange connections between ancient cultures and modern cultures of serpent worship.
Even in the Bible,
Moses has a staff and he uses his staff to heal people, and he takes it and he goes to like slam it on the ground and it turns into a snake.
Right.
So, I mean, there are a lot of symbolisms where the snake is represented in a context of healing. Like that, for example.
It turned to a snake and it like denied it. Like the spell didn't work.
Yeah, I think so, but still.
I mean, in general, like in general, are the DNA serpent.
The DNA serpent. When you see like the medical symbol is two snakes. So you always find it with this context of healing with it. So it's Kundalini.
Right.
The ayahuasca serpent.
I wonder why. I never even thought about that. Like, and then it's like back to trickery and religion. It's like, are they trying to make you not like reptilians? They're
trying to make you. Definitely. I really do believe the Bible is doing that, because all of these pagan, the way the Bible worked, the way the church worked back then was they would, you had to convert the pagans by appropriating their traditions. That's why we put Christmas trees in our house. That's why we do all this stuff. Cause they're like, oh yeah, no, you're worshiping the right stuff, but the wrong names for it. So they'd be like, yeah, that's right. That's Jesus. You know, that holiday's right, but it's not about, you know, Easter. It's about Jesus resurrecting or whatever, you know?
Right.
So they appropriate these pagan traditions as a way to convert people, or they killed them. So as a way to scare the pagans from their own traditions, they had to say the serpent's bad, even though all these traditions for thousands and thousands of years worship the divine serpent. I mean, right. From the Aboriginals in Australia talked about this beautiful rainbow serpent. You have the Mayans talking about Kulkulakan, or however you pronounce it, and the Aztecs with Quetzalcoatl, and in the Bible, Zeus's original form was a serpent.
Really?
Yeah, he was turned into a man later.
Okay, you're right. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah,
lightning fucking serpent. But dude, yeah, and then so like even on further with that is like we are like, oh, they're like back in the day people used to say, oh, they're selling snake oil, like that's just
snakes, fake. Yeah, snakes, like, snake damn. Oil.
And that's like one of the weirdest things.
You can actually buy snake oil here.
Can you?
In the markets, like, yeah. Crazy.
Wonder what it does.
I don't know. Lube or something. All day.
Nice. But yeah, like it's just like when I, my first time like really having a hard mushroom trip, I laid down and I saw the Bible like cracking in front of me. And I already was like getting to a point where I didn't really believe everything. Dude, so when I was a kid, I went to church every single Sunday, sometimes Wednesday, you know, we were hard into it. And my dad was like not fresh out of prison, but like he was like, this is keeping me on track. So they were all about it. Dude, and I'll never forget the day I was going to get baptized. I thought I was going to like what I would now assume would be like an Ibogaine or ayahuasca ceremony. Like I was like shook about it. I was like, oh man, it's about to be, I'm about to like go through a transformation. You know, I was fucking, so dude, I get there. Everybody's like a whole
church. The power of ritual.
Yeah, bro, there's only me and one other person getting baptized, and there's a packed church watching us. And I'm like, I'm actually kind of old. It's almost embarrassing that I thought it was still going to be like that, because I'm like 13 at this point. I'm like, oh, I'm about to literally be this nicest person ever after. I'll never have another bad thought. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I walk in the back, and there was a big painting of like a river you're walking down. into just a fucking hot tub at
the Jordan beach. River.
Yeah, so I'm walking down this fucking painting, and I walk into the bathtub, and it's my dad and the preacher. And the preacher, everyone's like kind of still like chatting, you know, everyone's like kind of talking amongst each other. So it's you know, he's like talking
to me. Is he circumcised? My dad in
private. Yeah. He's like, can you show me it real quick? No, dude. He was like,
real thick. Oh, this one. Like,
slaps me on the back. He's like, it's getting warm in here. Did you pee or something?
I was
like,
said
like, what? Yeah. That was like right away. The first thing he said, it's getting warm in here. Did you pee or something? Dude, my brain instantly thought this old man just pissed in here. Like, I literally thought that right away. I was like, dude, I do not trust this guy. And I was like, man, like, so instantly, like, this is off to a rough start, you know? Because why, who the fuck would say that, you know? So then I get dunked down, and I'm like, still, that's just ringing in my head that, like, this old man might have just pissed in here. Like, I couldn't get out of it.
You're like, yeah, it is a little warm.
I was like, came in, and it was warm. So he pulls me up. And I remember, like, right away just being like, oh, fuck, it didn't work. Like, my first thought. And I was like, no different. Dude.
Fuck.
Driving home, it was like all like, I was just like.
The worst thoughts.
Wrong with me. Yeah.
Like, I fucking hate everybody. Yeah. All the worst things are going
on. Old man pissed. Yeah, bro. But I was just like, oh, there's something wrong with me. Because, like, that works for everyone else, but not me. Then I find out, you know, that
it doesn't work for anybody, actually.
Exactly. Yeah. It's quite fake, rather.
It's just you dunking yourself in water.
Yeah, it's with some guy.
Yeah, some old man making really jokes.
And then to fast forward to today, now I feel like I kind of knew some shit as a kid. I was smarter than I thought. So there was this girl that I was in Sunday school with all the time. And her mom was like the Sunday school teacher. And they would always like sit us next to each other, like they're gonna be married one day, we're the same age, whatever. So my preacher is way older than us. Fast forward to today, that girl has two fucking kids with that preacher.
Oh man.
Yeah. So he was like with her since she was a baby, you know?
Jesus.
And I was like, man, this is my church experience.
Yeah.
We had Jesus. Oh, and last Detroit churches are not all bad, but this one was obviously something going on. This is just my experience, but I'm sure a lot of people really found, you know, great things with it. But I went downstairs one time with my dad, because, you know, he like would do like he was, you know, kind of a part.
Which church did you guys go to?
7th Street Baptist.
What roads is it on?
I wouldn't be able to tell you, but I can't find out. I'm sure it's not that anymore, so I don't mind saying it. I know that it's not, because another preacher passed away and everyone left. But yeah, so
I used to have sex in church parking lots.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
There was one by my house.
That's kind of sweet.
Yeah.
You had a much better experience at church than me then.
Yeah, yeah. That was my spot that I would go when I was like young and I had my car. Like, I was going up to the church at the corner.
Okay. I thought you meant like at church.
No, that would be cool. I never got to do that.
Some girls just winking at you.
Like, yeah. The priest.
Yeah, it's him.
It's the same guy that's got the two kids now.
Yeah, exactly.
What does he look like,
dude? So I walk downstairs with like my dad and everybody, you know, it's the end of church, you know how they go and like get money from everyone, dude. I'm not kidding at all, there's three money counters going just counting all this money, and this church was like not shit, you know, but it was decently nice inside. But yeah, it was very, very cult-like and very dark. Church. Yeah, they don't pay taxes.
They don't pay taxes. Anything.
You go to, dude, you want to buy a couch for your house? Say you're buying it for the church. For real. Damn. These dudes are criminals now that I think about them.
Like Joel Osteen, that guy's got like a $40 million house.
It's
the church. It's a house for the church.
That guy's a fucking reptilian.
That guy is definitely or that old man. You ever seen that one old man? Where they're like, that one lady was like, sir, you said that you would never ride in the airplane because.
That's who I'm talking about. That's what I thought you meant.
No, Joel Osteen's like a younger guy. Like, but that guy is scary, that old man.
And smiles at her.
Oh, God, that video is so scary.
Psychopath, bro.
When he says, he's like, don't you say that, woman. Something is like, Jesus Christ, you know, that guy just beats the fuck out of his wife.
Yeah, dude, a lot of people. And everyone loves him. So this old man just beating the shit out of you. You can't do nothing back.
Jesus.
He's a billionaire. And he's like, gosh, I did not say that. And then he like smiles at her and then tries like pulling it back in. It's like you saw the demon just like right up front. Man. He's like, please, don't get us canceled.
And it's fucked up because he must know in his head, right, that he's bullshit.
Yeah, but I mean, that's got to, you know, that's a part of it. He's like, I don't know. I feel like there's like a form of schizophrenia there. It's like, you know, you're bullshit, but like, you're like, I don't know. Yeah.
But you're bullshit for bullshit. God. You're like, otherwise God wouldn't do this for me.
Or yeah. Why am I balling?
Yeah. <You know? laughs> Yeah.
Why am I balling if God don't love me so much?
Yeah, exactly. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. The fuck up.
That's the devil, dude. That guy's the fucking devil for sure.
That guy is a devil. That's scary.
And that's what, you know, that's it comes full circle. And like, I've a bunch of people probably have really good things to say about Christianity and it's worked really well for them. And dude, amen to that. Like, if it's helping you at all, run with it.
Well, there's people that really get it. And then there's the extremist.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. But yeah, it's like, I just feel like all of it, it's like all the priests, the higher up you go, it's like you're more of a hierarchy of like, you're like Satan's like favorite.
I wonder at which point, at which point do you get the book that's like, here's the ritual with the kids.
Yeah, I know, right? You only have to go do it tonight and watch how much money you get tomorrow.
I mean, why is it so prevalent, those types of things to happen in churches?
Oh my God, I know, dude. That's so fucked up. And it's so common that it's like if you had a gang and that gang did something that like they have an MO, right? Like, oh, that gang's known for blowing up cars.
Yeah.
They're known for fucking kids. Like,
yes.
It's fucked up that it is to say. Yeah.
And
how does it exist still?
And if there was any organization that was spread across the country that was tax free, and just throughout the years, you're just like, damn, like why are they fucking kids all over the country?
Yeah.
Tax free. Like, what is going on?
And it's like they found, and then you hear
tax free, like, as if that matters. Tax free.
Yeah. Super evil. You know, fucking kids is one thing, but being tax free, doing it. So evil as you could be. No, dude. Yeah, that's funny as fuck. It does, though. It's like, it just shows like they run the world. It does mean a lot that they're tax free.
But it just, like, where. That it, but any other organization that was tax free, if they were fucking kids, there would be some sort of like, I don't know. I feel like we should be trying to shut that down.
Yeah, I mean, regardless, any organization, but no, for sure. And then
it's with the church, they get away with it.
Yeah, and like you're saying about the Vatican. Remember, like when it caught fire, how many people were like sending billions of dollars like to save it, but the forest caught fire all day. Yeah, the Vatican. Didn't it catch on fire? Like
no, I think that Notre Dame tower caught on fire.
Oh, okay. The Vatican needs to catch on fire.
But the Vatican had the pyramid in front of it too, right? A glass pyramid?
Dude, yeah. The Vatican's sketchy as fuck. I think they like go by their own like laws. Like they're not a
country. Yeah, they're their own jurisdiction.
It's so crazy. Like, excuse me? Like that's, and then there's like, I don't know how many people don't pay taxes, but it's like, the churches and Scientology, everyone else has to.
Yeah. Did you pick a podcast name yet?
I think I'm going to go with the Davey Dose. I think I'm going
Davey Dose.
It's what's gotten the most feedback. You know, that's what we're going to go with.
Do you want to do the first episode after this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Should we wrap this one up and we'll start yours?
Yeah, we'll end it on that and then hop over.
Okay, so for anybody that's interested in hearing this conversation, you can head over to
a Davey Dose podcast.
A Davey Dose podcast. It'll be the first episode. Yeah, I mean, I imagine you're going to talk about this kind of stuff, right? Just like conspiracies or, I mean, yeah, just psychedelics, sure. The same kind of stuff I talk about on this channel.
Honestly, we've always been talking about this our whole lives.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And it's cool. You know, we'll get you some interesting guests on there. Maybe like if we could get David Icke for another conversation with you, that'd be so cool. Cause I would love to do it twice, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So how can people find it?
I have some pretty cool people already lined up, surprisingly. So anything actually like that would just be amazing. But I'm going to post it probably the same time you post yours, just to keep it, you know, part two,
roller. Yeah, I'll put it in the description. You can find it on YouTube. Which, do you have a YouTube link yet?
We'll have one by the end of this.
By then, Davey Doe's. Hopefully, Davey Doe's podcast, potentially. Whatever it is, it'll be in the description below. This is the first episode, so cut us some slack.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, you can go to my Instagram, Instagram.com/DaveyReed. It'll be there.
DaveyReed. That'll be in the description, too. Okay. So I'm going to hang up this one, and then maybe, do you want to do?
Yeah, we'll practice the ropes. We'll go through it. I'll call you.
Okay, everybody. Peace out.
Love you.
Thank you for listening to A Place for Humans podcast. My name is Dakota Wint, and you can listen to full episodes of A Place for Humans anywhere you listen to podcasts. Spotify, Apple Podcast, wherever. And please head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a positive review. That really helps. Anyways, catch you next episode.
Humans.